1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. There is relief that WNBA star Brittney Griner is out of Russia, exchanged for an international arms dealer. But a Marine veteran remains in Russia. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with CBS's Margaret Brennan about the tough choice to only bring Brittney back.
I wish that Paul Whelan had been on that plane, too.
Blinken says negotiators faced a tough choice.
We got to the point where it was clear that there was an opportunity to bring Brittney back. The choice wasn't between getting one American or the other back. It was the choice before us was one or none.
Whelan's brother, David Whelan, says the family is disappointed, but still supports the deal to bring Griner home.
It's a great day to have an American freed from any hostage-taking nation, and I think that's an important part.
Now to the latest on the delivery driver accused in the death of a young girl in Texas.
The 31-year-old FedEx driver accused of abducting and killing a 7-year-old girl in North Texas last week told police that he strangled her after accidentally hitting her with his van while making a delivery at her home. That's according to an arrest warrant. Tanner Lynn Horner told investigators Athena Strand was not seriously hurt, but he panicked and put her in his van where she was killed.
CBS's Jim Krasula. Trevor Noah has ended his 7-year stint as host of The Daily Show.
I'll tell you now, do yourself a favor. You truly want to know what to do or how to do it, or maybe the best way or the most equitable way? Talk to black women. They're a lot of the reason that I'm here.
The show airs on Comedy Central, which is owned by the parent company of CBS News. Toy drives are expanding to fill a real need in this inflation-affected season, says KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler.
A school bus stuffed with toys. That's the goal of this donation drive in Oakland, which is bigger this year.
I know there's going to be families out there that can't afford it. This inflation is killing us all.
Sandra Lewis with the Service Employees International Union says they need about 5,000 new toys.
I'm personally am a grandmother, and I have 17 grandchildren. And those toys, what I used to be able to get for $13.99, I see that I'm paying $25.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Thursday marked an historic moment, holding up a newly minted $5 bill signed for the first time ever by two women.
I am truly honored that, thanks to the hard work of this team, the first bank notes with my signature are being delivered this month to the Federal Reserve.
Yellen's signature is going to appear alongside that of U.S. Treasurer Lynn Malurbus. She is the first Native American to ever serve in that position. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're a serious and qualified SEC-accredited investor, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects. The U.S. government needs your investment in oil and is allowing you to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
There's still time for business owners to claim their federal aid under the Employee Retention Tax Credit Program. Cash refunds of up to $26,000 per employee are available for employers who continue to pay their employees during the COVID epidemic. You can claim the credit even if you received a PPP loan. The licensed CPAs and tax professionals at Ferguson, Timar & Associates have been serving business owners across the country for over 15 years. Our tax credit specialists are available now at 833-ERC-FILE. That's 833-ERC-FILE.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. American Red Cross employees are preparing to strike during the region's largest blood drive if management cannot reach an agreement with the union before their contract expires on December 15th. These employees, who are members of the AFS-CME Locals 1205 and 1558, have been trying to negotiate a collective bargaining agreement since August of 2021. Management has canceled or rescheduled 21 meetings and only attended one during that time. When management did come to a meeting, it was to tell employees that they didn't have any money left for them because they spent it all on raises for workers in other states. If an agreement is not reached by December 15th, the strike will take place between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Friday, December 23rd, outside the Alliant Energy Center in Madison. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 126-113. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 23, overnight, under cloudy skies, easterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow, snow likely, highs level off around 33. Chance of snow again, tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 26, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 24.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a live new Dom Thursday. How you doing, little buddy?
I am awesome, Crudy. Happy Friday Eve to you, Evan, on the board, our fair audience. A glorious day indeed.
Dominic, I understand. We've got a fine guest coming in the happy hour. He'll probably wear a suit. James Santel joins us at 5 Central Time. Yeah. And tomorrow, Dominic, we've got a fine guest. You've done some work this week.
Yeah.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joining us at 4:30 tomorrow in no small part to celebrate perhaps her largest legislative achievement since she has joined the U.S. Senate. Dom, the same-sex marriage act, I guess, is passed the House of Representatives.
The Respect for Marriage Act, yes.
Thank you for correcting the record. I knew I was misdescribing it. Perhaps a little surprising, Dom got a couple of Republican votes from the congressional contingent from the great state of Wisconsin.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Let me define what a couple of votes are, Dom. Journal Sentinel reporting Wisconsin Republicans, U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher and Brian Stile joined House Republicans on Thursday in voting to codify same-sex marriage protections into law, breaking with the state's three other GOP congressmen. And, of course, Van Orden from the 3rd has not yet been seated, Dom. But knowing how he hates the young LGBTQ people, I can't imagine he'd have been all down for the same-sex marriage.
Oh, man, he's harassing a 17-year-old volunteer at the local library for having, what, a specific table of books that he took issue with. So he came back and checked them all out in a huff. Yeah, that guy, I doubt he would vote yes on this.
So I would remind the listeners from here in this great state, Tom, despite the fact that we've got a Democratic governor in this fact, what, top of the ticket, Ron Johnson barely beat Mandela Barnes, 27,000 votes. Yet our congressional districts favor Republicans 6-2 in a coin flip state, 6-2. very effective gerrymander that happened here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Oh, indeed.
But anyways, let's get back to the vote. Today's vote. The legislation, which also codifies interracial marriage protections, that's where they lost Glenn Grothman, I suspect, passed the House on a 258-169 vote after moving through the Senate last week with bipartisan support. Now, 39 Republicans voted for the Respect for Marriage Act today, down from the 47 who supported the measure when it initially passed the House in July. The bill now heads to President Joe Biden's desk, of course, for a signature to make it a law. We all watched the Schoolhouse Rock growing up. Just a bill till the president signs it.
Yeah, I don't remember the super PACs being described or the money flowing around. Really, I think SNL did a wonderful version of that.
We got a modern day update. Gallagher previously opposed the bill during the summer vote, claiming he had concerns the bill would allow for polygamy.
Oh, no!
Dominic, a bipartisan group of senators led by Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin, amended the measure to address that issue, as well as broader GOP concerns over religious freedom protections. In a statement after the vote, Gallagher said the amended version of the bill addressed his concerns over polygamy, and here's a quote, create strong religious liberty protections for religious organizations. He said the bill moves the issue of marriage to the states while ensuring decisions made in one state are honored in another. The Supreme Court found, again a quote, the Supreme Court found there was a constitutional right to same-sex marriage in 2015. And while the possibility of a decision being issued is extremely low, that's not an excuse for Congress to ignore the issue, Gallagher said, referencing Obergefell versus Hodges, ruling that made same-sex marriage legal across the country, till Clarence Thomas gets his shot at it. Again, a quote, it is far better for Congress to pass legislation that protects religious organizations and provides stability to millions of people in same-sex marriage than to rely on federal judges to make these decisions. The Respect for Marriage Act would require states to recognize marriages that are considered valid in the state where they were performed, but would not mandate states to allow same-sex couples to marry during the 2015 Obergefell decision, should it be overturned. It would also repeal the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as between a man and a woman, and allow states to not recognize same-sex marriages from other states.
Crudy, Democrats had put a priority on passing the legislation in the wake of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, the decision guaranteeing abortion rights, after which Justice Clarence Thomas said the court should reconsider its previous due process precedents, including the Obergefell decision. Stiles' vote on Thursday was in line with his July vote when he was the only Wisconsin Republican to support the measure. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, and Scott Fitzgerald voted against the Respect for Marriage Act, and Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson opposed it last week. It really just maintains the status quo, Stile told WISN-TV earlier this week. This is the political bickering, I think, that people are so frustrated with. This is the home stretch of one-party Democratic control, but ultimately it doesn't alter state law and just maintains the status quo. Baldwin, a Madison Democrat, has led the push to pass the Respect for Marriage Act. She praised the House passage of the bill on Thursday, quote, this is an important and historic step forward in ensuring dignity and respect for all Americans, Baldwin said in a joint statement with Arizona Democratic U.S. Senator Kyrsten Sinema and Republicans Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman of Ohio, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina.
It doesn't surprise me, but it does bother me that Tiffany, Grothman, Fitzgerald, and of course U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, all opposed to this marriage equality. And Ron had, you know, had made earlier implications that he might be down for this. And then he claimed, you know, he just wanted to let the pressure off because people were asking him tough questions, right?
So just leave me alone. Well, I wonder. I'm looking at the picture of the Journal Sentinel, Brian Stile, Mike Gallagher. Younger dudes, man. I mean, these guys are younger than us. And I imagine Fitzgerald, Tiffany, right? These cats and, of course, Ron Johnson. They're all older. So I think there is some of that in this vote. And so, again, congratulations. Our guest tomorrow, Senator Tammy Baldwin from the great state of Wisconsin, just keeps getting the job done. But, you know, you don't mean the religious side of this. This Respect for Marriage Act also codifies interracial marriage, right? Well, what about those religious people who had an issue with interracial marriage? I mean, a lot of the people who claimed to have a problem claimed it was because of some interpretation of the Bible, right? But now those religious organizations that would want to, what, discriminate based on interracial marriage? Oh, that's no longer acceptable, but you can do it on gay marriage. So I'm not buying it, but, you know, we'll take the little victories when we can.
Let's hear from Speaker Pelosi, who shepherded this through the U.S. House of Representatives. Ebo, I'm going to need your help here. If you would, play Speaker Pelosi, cut number 20, saluting the U.S. Senate.
I want to salute the Senate for its strong bipartisan legislation under leadership of Chuck Schumer and Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the bipartisan strong support that this House gave the legislation to send it over to the Senate.
Tom, did you mention Tammy Baldwin coming around tomorrow at 4:30? Did we mention that?
I think we mentioned that.
More from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She references the Roe v. Wade decision. Dobbs, obviously, cut 21.
Since the Supreme Court's monstrous decision overturning Roe v. Wade, right-wing forces have set their sights on this basic personal freedom.
And she points out it's really just right-wing extremists that would hope to overturn same-sex marriage. More from Nancy. Cut 22, please.
Once signed into law, the Respect for Marriage Act will help prevent right-wing extremists from upending the lives of loving couples, traumatizing kids across the country, and turning back the clock on hard-won progress.
Right-wing extremist. I think she means you, Clarence Thomas. More from Nancy Pelosi. Ensuring full equality. Cut 23, please.
This legislation is the latest step in House Democrats' fight to win full equality for LGBTQ Americans and forge a more perfect union that our children and their children, all of our children, deserve.
More from the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Cut 24, please.
Today's vote will codify a legal reality already handed down by the Supreme Court and ensure DOMA can never again be used to justify hateful discrimination.
And I think that makes it something of a great day, according to Nancy Pelosi, played for the people, Ebone.
What a great day, isn't it? Aren't we happy to be here?
It is a great day, Dom. I mean, it's too bad that we have to see a vote in the House and a vote in the U.S. Senate to protect marriages. I mean, this is also decided law. You're right, Ron Johnson. We shouldn't have to go back and revisit this. But, of course, Clarence Thomas tells us we must. We must, because the conservatives, the extremists on the court that Nancy Pelosi alluded to, they're more than willing to take another crack at it. I mean, Clarence Thomas, would he rule out interracial marriage? I mean, I know Jenny's been a bit of an embarrassment of late, Dom, but if you could go back and roll back legislation, you know, throw it out as unconstitutional in some way.
Well, he'd grandfather
get rid of the misses.
Yeah, just no more of that. I do
probably
have to say,
cheaper though, than a divorce.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Brian Stile, Mike Gallagher, thank you for doing the right thing, voting for the Respect for Marriage Act.
And Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Glenn Grothman, and of course, Van Orden. He'd be right there with the rest. On the wrong side of history, once again, they find themselves down. And they're okay with that. You know, somehow they think it gives them some sort of electoral advantage. We, the people of the state of Wisconsin, are truly...
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack.
Excellent. Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You've kept up with the times. For example, you're fluent in texting.
Honey, what does IGTTSWA mean?
It means I'm going to the store, want anything.
If you can do that, you can definitely save for retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org for a quick 3-minute chat with Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach. Get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. And it's sponsored by AARP, so you know they got your back. Check out aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 3 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. Overcast overnight with a low of 30. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mixed precipitation likely tomorrow, highs around 34. Chance of snow tomorrow night, 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Did you stand there all alone?
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I'd like to continue playing a little backyard politics here in the great state of Wisconsin. You know, they're describing the midterms. The Republicans are something of a disappointment. Underperformed once again.
You think?
Now, I would point towards their advocacies and their, you know, their candidates
and their fascism,
but they would like to lay the blame at the lack of a full-time party chair. If only they had a full-time party chair, Dom, then the Wisconsin GOP would suck less. That's their theory anyways. Lawrence Andres, reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, with the Republican Party of Wisconsin poised to pick its third chairman in as many years, some of the party are proposing a solution to the turnover. Make the position paid.
What? I mean, who would want that crappy job? What, to volunteer for that? For that kind of abuse? To put yourself out there like hit? You know, signing letters and getting in trouble with the, you know, fraudulent electors?
Well, we'll talk about that with former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He takes some excitement out of the fact the Department of Justice might be doing, the Federal Department of Justice might be, you know, let's just say, investigating the false Trump electors. See the aforementioned prior head of the Republican Party, the unpaid Andrew Hitt. He did it for the love of corruption, Dom.
Right, did it because he's a true believer.
Dom, here's what U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, apparently he's the head of the Republican Party in Wisconsin. Here's what he says. I've been talking to some of the individuals and saying, I think we need a paid chairman, mainly because we need a long-term chairman, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin's top Republican official, told the Journal Sentinel in conversations with the state's executive committee. The Republican Party of Wisconsin is a pretty strong party. It's pretty well-functioning, Johnson said. Pretty well.
It's a disarray.
Our problem is we're such an evenly divided state, so we just need to get better. We need to improve. Yes, you do, sir. The push for a full-time paid chairman, though not new, would largely put the state GOP on par with the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, which has a paid chairman, and in recent years has had a large fundraising edge over Wisconsin Republicans. And the latest discussions follow midterm elections that saw Republicans fail to unseat Democratic Governor Tony Evers, Attorney General Josh Call, despite maintaining large majorities in both chambers. Well, that's attributable to a gerrymander. That's got nothing to do with better candidates or better ideas. We know that, Tom. Despite maintaining large majorities in both chambers of the state house and electing Johnson to a third term in the Senate. Around the corner is a heated spring election for the state Supreme Court, with the ideological balance of the court in play. The soul of Wisconsin in play, I would say, Dom. In 2024, Milwaukee will host the Republican National Convention as Republicans target the U.S. Senate seat held by Democrat Tammy Baldwin. You know, we'll have her on quite a bit that year, I suspect, like we will tomorrow, Dom. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joining us at 4:30. And the talks also come as Waukesha County Executive Paul Farrell said last month he doesn't want re-election, will not seek re-election, going to spend more time campaigning for his day job, will not seek re-election to a full two-year term as party chair, a volunteer role he assumed in August of 21, as he pursues a third term as county executive. And the party's executive committee is scheduled to meet Saturday to discuss the November election results and the state party's future. Among the names floated as potential successors to Farrell are our buddy from right-wing talk radio, fill-in duties, Brian Schimming, an at-large member of the party's executive committee, Jesse Garza, the third vice chair, and Ben Vogel, our buddy who was also a campaign aide to U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. Proponents of moving towards a paid chair argued the shift would provide the party with consistency and continuity. The current volunteer nature of the position, they say, prevents chairmen from dedicating all their time to the work, which mainly involves fundraising, getting involved with media, traveling the state to public events, and meeting with grassroots supporters. That time commitment is particularly challenging in a perennial swing state where elections are frequently decided by just a couple of points, according to Andrew Hitt, who's under the heat lamp for being a false Trump elector, right, Tom? He's the outgoing GOP chair from 19 to 21.
Hitt said, these days in Wisconsin, the election doesn't end. Hitt, an Appleton attorney, told the Journal Sentinel, in the past, you had some time to catch up. You had a down period. But because of where Wisconsin is at and the competitive state that it is, elections never end. So there is no break anymore. Hitt, who left the job in part to spend more time with family and focus on his career at law, said the chairman post is relationship driven, noting it involves establishing connections with donors, grassroots supporters, elected officials. More turnover, Hitt said, makes deepening those relationships more difficult. The state chair has to be dialing for dollars all the time. It's not like you call someone once and they hand over a big check. It is multiple phone calls, multiple touches, emails, text messages, in-person meetings to bring those dollars in. The demands of the job, I think, are so much more now than they have been in the past. Wisconsin's GOP volunteer chair structure is at odds with that of Wisconsin Democrats, who have long had a paid chairman. Our pal Ben Wickler, who has held the post for state Democrats since 2019, makes a salary of about $198,000, according to the party. Ben,
he gets paid
the beers next time, man.
He gets paid more than the governor or Senator Ron Johnson, at least from the day jobs, if you know what I mean, Dom.
He brings in a lot of money. Mike Tate, Wisconsin Democrats leader from 09 to 15, noted the growth of the party and changes in campaign finance laws in Wisconsin allow state parties to receive, in some cases, unlimited donations, made the party chair a key position. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin is consistently one of the strongest parties of the country, Tate said. And I think there's a direct correlation between having a full-time, well-compensated party chair. Yeah, no doubt.
You see that
dial for dollars and not even get any for yourself? Are you kidding me?
Do you see the difference in the numbers, Tom? The Democratic Party, great state of Wisconsin, raised $55.3 million in its state and federal accounts compared to $22 million from Republicans. That's a big difference.
Wah, wah.
Come back with us. We are the devil's advocates. We're better. That's the difference. You can tell you're listening right now. You can be a part as well. 844-967-2789. Dialing for dollars. You can call us. Just leave a little something.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested. True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
I'm gonna dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Richland Center community members are frustrated with the proposed closing of the UW-Richland campus. A number of factors have led to the UW system's decision, including declining enrollment. Supporters advocating to save the campus say some of the factors for declining enrollment are due to the UW system's lack of financial support, drastic reductions in faculty and staff, no marketing or strategic plans, eliminating the international coordinators, and discontinuing continuing education and youth programming. One of the biggest factors is the UW system did not allow a new recruiter for the campus to be hired after the retirement of John Poole. This became a major deficit for the campus. Supporters are trying to save the campus with a petition which will be forwarded to Governor Tony Evers, UW System President Jay Rothman, and area legislators. Visit change.org and search UW Richland to sign the petition. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 23 overnight under cloudy skies, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tomorrow snow likely, highs level off around 33. Chance of snow again, tomorrow night lows dip down to about 26, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow tomorrow through Saturday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 24.
It's politicians. And today, Republicans ought to be looking at the electorate and saying, we cannot deny the fact you don't like us. Right now, you don't like us. I never really did, but I read on. Some of them will deny this, of course, but after a succession of losses, their 2018 midterm blowout, Donald Trump's failed reelection bid, a 2022 midterm disappointment, and now Herschel Walker's defeat in a Georgia runoff, Republicans might look to the past for lessons on what to do after voters have rejected you over and over. If they do, they'll see that the parties that usually react to defeat, especially multiple defeats, by coming up with something to counter whatever they decided it was that the electorate disliked about them. And when they fail to do that, they usually lose yet again. The clearest recent example was the period leading up to the 1992 election, when a group of Democrats decided that the party had become too liberal and too devoted to tax and spend policies in Washington. Some believed that without change, they might never win the White House again. Republicans had won 5 of the prior 6 presidential. The answer was sometimes called the third way, an attempt to split the difference between liberalism and conservatism, including cuts to social programs and punitive criminal justice policies. Bill Clinton, a leader of the movement, won the party's nomination, became president, later declared, "The era of big government is over," angering many liberals. But Clinton was hardly an exception. Most recent presidential candidates who turned their party's fortunes around promised a new and different version of their party. During the 2020 campaign, during the 2000 campaign, George W. Bush criticized congressional Republicans for cruelty to the poor and called himself a compassionate conservative. Knowing that the public had recoiled at the impeachment of Clinton, he said at the party's convention that year, I have no stake in the bigger, bitter arguments of the last few years. W.
Crudy, Barack Obama, too, presented himself as different from his party. He was an early opponent of the Iraq War when most Democratic leaders supported it and offered a uniquely personalized version of change. And in 2016, Trump was contemptuous of the politicians in his party, both for their milquetoast personalities and their support of the Iraq War and NAFTA. Even Joe Biden's 2020 primary victory was a response to things his party worried the electorate didn't like about it. Though on policy, Biden was the party's most liberal nominee since George McGovern, Democrats quite consciously chose him from an unusually diverse field because they believed an older, straight white man would be the most palatable to the middle of the electorate. In every case, the successful candidate presented himself as a reaction to the things the public disliked about his party. So what would a smart Republican turn away from right now? Question mark.
Oh, let's enumerate the ways, Dom.
Many of the core policy goals of the party are deeply unpopular. Let's just repeat that for a minute. So, the whole article and opinion piece, I think this kind of cuts to the core. Many of their core policies, core policy goals of the party are deeply unpopular, including its desire to outlaw abortion and give tax cuts to the wealthy. But those are unlikely to change. More than anything else, what the electorate has recoiled from is Trumpism in all of its manifestations. The voters have pretty clearly had about enough with the election denialism, the QAnon conspiracy theories, the disregard for the law, the consorting with repugnant extremist bigots, and the relentless need to start petty squabbles with anyone and everyone.
I'm not clear that they've moved on from that. I mean, really, they're still embracing. Maybe not the Paul Ryan Republican sorts, but the base, they still love him for that, Dom.
Crudy, but that's only true of the general electorate. Paul Waldman writes, Senator Mitt Romney said after the Georgia runoff, quote, if you can get endorsed by him in the primary, you're likely to win. If you get endorsed by him in the general, you're likely to lose. That was the story of this year's midterms. And that quandary is likely to be the story of the Republican primaries in 2024. Presenting yourself as the heir to Trump who isn't Trump, as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is doing, is likely to be a very appealing strategy for Republican primary voters. But to win in November of 2024 and take back the presidency, the Republican nominee will have to advertise how the party has turned away from Trump and resist a strong impulse to stick to the same course that won the 2016 campaign.
They will not. They're too craven for that. They're going to embrace Trump, I'm telling you.
Many Republicans want to spend the next 2 years stirring up culture war controversies and investigating Biden's family, then nominate Trump again. Right now, a portion of their base remains consumed with the idea that they would have won the 2020 election if only nude photos of Hunter Biden had been more widely distributed on Twitter. We're all tempted to react to setbacks by casting blame anywhere but on ourselves and insisting we don't need to change. But if you can't make the leap, the electorate will keep delivering the same lesson, Paul Waldman writes at the Washington Post. And ultimately, as I said, their core policy goals are deeply unpopular. People don't like them.
I take absolutely no responsibility whatsoever.
Zero.
He is inspiring to the Democratic base. And the donor class, I mean, Donald Trump, he turns them out just for the wrong team. But here's my point, Dom. They have not abandoned Donald Trump. I know you're hearing more and more pushback, and I would think it was a good thing if Donald Trump took a long walk off a short, flat earth. You know what I mean? I'd be okay with that. If Donald Trump was no more, not through any act of violence, but, you know, if he was gone, I would be fine with that. But they cannot abandon this man. They want to. The Paul Ryan Republicans want to. But I'm telling you, Ron DeSantis is a poor imitation. Ron DeSantis is weak. I mean, worst kind of weak. He's like bully weak. Guess who's not bully weak? Donald Trump's a full-on bully. He's the strong kind of bully. And he's going to make mincemeat out of Ron DeSantis on the debate stage. He's going to make him cry.
What are you,
Ron DeSantis
on,
may wet himself
DeSantis
on stage.
Cry. I mean, you saw how President Biden handled Trump.
Biden is not DeSantis.
Shut up, man. You know what I mean? I mean, the act is getting stale, man. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, he can't come up with the nicknames. I mean, it is just
sanctimonious.
You can come back and play the tunes, man, but you know it's not the same. You can never go back. And people, I think, are getting sick of it, and let alone when some of these other legal headwinds come in, see what the end result of these things will be. Lots of time between now and the Republican primaries, Crudy. I mean, for a guy who claimed he is now out running for president, I don't think he's left Mar-a-Lago since. He did a phone-in with Herschel Walker. You know, so I think he's got other things on his mind these days. And I don't believe for a minute, because if there's one thing I'll tell you about what I believe about these Republicans, is when you smell the blood, they're going to just destroy him. And they will be more than happy to walk away from him when the indictments start flying.
Again, you're talking about what, the party leadership, the Andrew Hitz of the world? I mean, they were effectively willing to throw Andrew Hitt, the former Republican chair of the great state of Wisconsin, volunteer job, yet he was willing to sign off as an attorney, as a fraudulent Trump elector, effectively put his own personal freedom at risk because he's committed a crime. You know what I'm saying? And this is the guy they're going to move beyond, a guy they're willing to commit crimes that could throw their asses in jail. They will
yes,
not
because he doesn't
be
have the ability to provide the power that he once did. And once you lose that man, you are no longer valuable
lose?
In any way, shape, or form.
What power has Trump lost?
He's not the president, man. I mean, what could he do?
So he doesn't have the pardon power.
He's not sharing with the other Republicans. I mean, you think he would give Herschel Walker some money. You know, he would have lost his battle by 100,000 votes. I mean, Donald Trump's been taking all this money, hasn't been sharing it with the party, right? So you're not going to share the money, and you don't have the power, and the shtick is stale. You say he's a bully. So what? He just got punched in the nose rhetorically because he got, you know, what, impeached twice and thrown out of office.
No, I didn't.
He's getting grand jury subpoenas, and all these things are happening to him. His corporation's found as being a criminal, fraudulent enterprise. I mean, and this is in the last 3 weeks since he's declared his presidency. So, I mean, if all that happened in the last 3 weeks, can you imagine what the next 3 months are going to look like?
He owns the election cycle, Dom. Every story in the last 2 weeks since the guy declared has been about Donald Trump. And I don't mean here on this show, per se. I mean, you can say it's all bad news, man, but it's all headlines. How much you talking about Ron DeSantis lately? Since he won re-election, you talked about him at all?
Ron DeSantis is facing multiple grand juries. I'm not clear Ron DeSantis had, you know, top secret documents or, you know, yada, 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 man. I mean, of course.
So in other words, the
DOJ and Fulton County, come on, you can go.
He doesn't know how to win the news cycle.
No, but does it? You think Trump feels like he's winning right now?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes,
No, absolutely not. The guy does not believe he is winning. Otherwise, why would he be freaking out on the Truthy Socials talking about terminating the Constitution? That is not a coming from a position of strength or leadership. That is fear and weakness, man, and no one around him giving him a filter. That's what that is.
He's got no allies that are paid. You still have not presented a palatable alternative to the Republican base. Because it doesn't matter what guys like you and I think. It only matters what the Republican base is willing to vote for. And if they have not demonstrated their cravenness to you yet, Salvia, I don't know what you've been paying attention to, man. Because we knew about the Access Hollywood video, the statements, the confessional video to Billy Bush. They knew before they ever elected the guy in the first place. And you could say, oh, well, these crime things are new. No, he's lived through two impeachments. He's lived through Russia, 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 and every other thing. As far as the base is concerned, the Republican base, those that will vote in the Republican primary, they see this as a win for him. Because, of course, if he wasn't powerful, Dom, if he wasn't making a difference, why would they persecute him so? It just depends on your manner, your point of view. To his base, he's winning.
It's not a matter of point of view, man. I mean, you know, either Trump is being investigated for crimes, either he is or he isn't.
His whole adult life.
The payroll company is a fraudulent business, or they're not.
Speeding ticket, $1.6 million relative to a multi-hundred million dollar company per year.
I get it. It's still $1 million and cracks open the door for Alvin Bragg, your buddy, to go do more things. But these things, you can have an opinion. You might think he's being persecuted, but a jury looked at the facts and said, your organization is corrupt, guilty on all charges. Both corporations, 17 of them. And it's just getting started, man.
And that will not affect more than a dozen Republican voters nationwide. The outcome in the criminal trial against the Trump board, that did not change a single Republican voter's mind. And it doesn't need to, Dom. I don't know why you're so working against me on this one. We should build this man up. He is the perfect nominee for the Republican Party. He's craven like you. He's not...
What?
He's not moored with any sort of morals. And he's the perfect candidate for the Republican Party for 2024. I think we should cheer for him, Dom. I think you got it all wrong, man. Come back. Devil's Advocates. Phone lines open. 844-96-PARTY. It's always a political party up in here.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM 101 FM The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gina Beauclair.
Well, welcome back, mad. I really miss him. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind to Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 3 a.m. this morning and continues until 6 p.m. this evening. 30 overnight, under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, mixed precipitation likely 34. Chance of snow tomorrow night 33. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open before James Santel joins us at the top of the hour at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the Washington Post reporting at this hour, basketball player Brittany Griner is on a plane to the U.S. after her release in a prisoner swap. I know we want to talk about this a little bit later, Dom, but let's start this topic. I think it was a bad trade.
What, Victor Bout, the Merchant of Death?
Well,
traded for NBA star and Olympic athlete Brittany Griner.
The U.S. should have gotten at least a couple of first-round draft picks and a small forward out of the deal, Dom.
Nice.
I mean, Russia got all the value here. They got the Merchant of Death. You don't think that guy's feared in the paint? You know, call him the Merchant of Death for nothing, Dom. Strange deal. I mean, I think it's a strange deal. I feel like a U.S. citizen was effectively kidnapped. Now, her own actions, obviously she's been accused, alleged, and convicted in a Russian court of carrying hemp oil.
A vape of freaking weed? Are you kidding me? Like, I went and got from Detroit. You can get in Chicago, but not here in Wisconsin. We're very Russia like that.
Well, she was convicted to 9 years in prison, Dom. And obviously, Joe Biden, the Biden administration, wanted this American citizen back. Now, there are still Americans being held by the Russians. Paul Whelan, a former U.S. Marine, is still in Russia. He's being accused of being a spy. And the Merchant of Death, the Russian person, let's just call him person, the butcher, or pardon me, the Merchant of Death. Well, he's got something of a reputation, Dom. You know what I'm saying? And to trade a U.S. citizen for a known arms dealer, it just seems like we have given too much value in exchange. This guy's a murderer. She's a WNBA player. Just because she has some notoriety, you know, minor celebrity, I guess, somehow that makes it an equal trade. And I know I'm kind of being smartass, but I don't feel like we exchanged equal value in this deal. It seems like the Biden administration, I realize we're talking about somebody's life, somebody sitting in jail, but she was there through her own actions. You know what I mean? She walked into Russia with a vape pen.
Less than a gram of a vape cartridge gets you 9 years? No, I don't think she would have done that if she thought she'd get 9 years in a Russian prison. I don't think so. And I think
she wouldn't have done it if she thought she was going to get caught, Dom.
Come on, Crudy. vape cartridges. You ever have one? Are you kidding me? 9 years? I mean, this Russian government is out of freaking control. And this is exactly what a lot of these Republicans love. Like the state of Wisconsin, you can't get legal weed here. And I guarantee you some of them would think, oh, you know, the devil's lettuce. If that would be the case, I wish you could put those potheads in jail for 9 years. No, it's not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. She did it, sure. So did I. Doesn't mean it's right to be illegal. It doesn't mean that your government should do everything they can to get you out. And of course, they're going to play the hand the Russians are. So American citizens, obviously, be warned, be wary. Certainly, certainly, especially if you're going to those authoritarian type countries. How about this? Don't go. Spend your money somewhere else. And I get it. She was playing ball, trying to earn a living. I can certainly appreciate that. But that's the risk you take. I bet she won't do that again. Is the European League still in Russia? Is that still a thing? I think all those things should be revisited, certainly. But to think that your government shouldn't do everything they can to get me out, get you out, get Griner out, get whoever out, because of less than a gram of a freaking vape, that's an embarrassment. It's terrible.
Dominic, the latest, this being reported within the hour from the Washington Post, WNBA star Brittany Griner has been released from Russian detention and is on her way back to the United States. President Biden announced today Moscow released the athlete in a swap for a convicted Russian arms dealer, Viktor Bout, according to two senior administration officials in a separate statement from Russia's foreign ministry. Biden approved of the release of Bout more than a decade after his conviction, commuting his 25-year prison sentence. Griner has been in Russian custody since her arrest at an airport near Moscow in February, where she was accused of entering the country with an illegal vape cartridge containing, as Don pointed out, less than a gram of cannabis oil. Her lawyer said it was prescribed as part of her treatment for chronic pain and other conditions. The United States designated her detention wrongful and then gave up the merchant of death in fair trade.
What would you have done, Curtis? If you're President Biden, here's your choice. You can take, you know, give us the Merchant of Death back. We'll give you your ball player, or no deal.
I would have at least sought the exchange of Paul Whelan. I wanted two for one.
Of course they sought, but that was the end of the deal. That's
then I wouldn't have made the deal, Dom.
Okay, well, there you go, man. And that's why you're not the president. You would rather have this American citizen illegally, wrongly incarcerated, as they put it, right? A wrongful detention? Well, hell, they broke the law, right? You'd rather do that. I mean, it's worth it to you to let her sweat in a jail for 9 years?
I didn't say for 9 years.
Versus give up a guy who's got 25 years on his sentence.
What, she's been in a Russian jail for a matter of weeks. And I'm sorry, but again, specifically, she exposed herself to this imprisonment. You could say, well, but it's only weed, it's only whatever. She went behind the iron curtain with weed.
Is it medical? Does that matter, Crudy? Does that matter to you? It doesn't matter to the Russians, right? You're given what I think the point here is, they're going to find any way to try to game the system and make a scene out of it. That's how they roll, and that's what they did.
And we played into their game.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. This guy's been in jail for what? About, it's been, I guess he's been
10 years.
10 years ago? I mean, that's a pretty good stint for being an arms dealer named the Merchant of Death. I mean, I don't read the story. I don't know if he's physically himself murdered people, but, you know, arms dealers, you sell arms, people die because of arms. I mean, that's kind of how the industry works.
Or we exchange the Merchant of Death for a WNBA player because there's been notoriety and pressure on the administration. But I do not feel like that is in an equal exchange of value. I'm sorry. I don't see a convicted murderer as a fair exchange for a detained NBA player, WNBA player, wrongful or otherwise. There's lots of wrongfully detained people in the great old United States of America for a lot longer than a couple
or 50
of weeks.
Across the country as well. Yeah, no doubt about it, man. And if it was up for Republicans, then you know more people would be in jail for weed, which is wrong.
But it's on the books. And I got to think, when you enter a foreign country, dude, you got to live by the rule of the road, man. When in Rome, do as the Romans do. I got to tell you, I wouldn't have signed up for my stent playing in Russia if I was a pothead. If I needed that for chronic medical pain, guess what? I ain't playing in Russia because I'm not flying it in. Because you know what the outcome could be? 9 years imprisonment. You know, they're in an active war in Ukraine. Wasn't a great time to sign the contract. I'm just saying. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. More fine guests. James Santel, former U.S. attorney. The Happier Happy Hour. It commences right now.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.